As we heard from Fred, newcomers like Health Republic are dominating the New York State Exchange. We're also learning a lot about who signed up for Obamacare in New York, thanks to a trove of data the state shared with WNYC. Fred joins us now with more. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, enrollment closed in early April, and for a while, we've known close to a million people in New York signed up. What have you found out about who they are?
Well, close to two-thirds of them are poor. The rest are sort of working class or middle class. Far more people enrolled in Medicaid, which also goes through the exchange, than in the private policies for individuals. These are mostly people who have been eligible in New York for Medicaid for a while. They just kind of got around to enrolling it with the Affordable Care Act putting everything in the news. The other third, about 365,000 people that got private insurance, most of them were eligible for subsidies. That means they made less than $47,000 for an individual or $95,000 for a family of four. Those subsidies help make the insurance premiums more affordable.
You know, back when this was all, you know, coming out, there was a concern that more old and sick people would enroll for coverage and that the young and healthy would stay away and simply bite the bullet and pay that small federal tax penalty. What are the age breakdowns looking like?
Well, about a third of the people are under age 35. About half are between 45 and 64 when people go on Medicare. The rest are sort of in the middle. In terms of spreading the risk among the young and old, the healthy and the ill, insurance experts I spoke with say this isn't a bad start. It really is too soon to tell. They quickly add, everyone assumes that the people that rushed out to get insurance in year one are a little bit sicker overall than the general population of eligible enrollees.
One of the main ideas of the Affordable Care Act is to reduce the number of uninsured. How did New York do at that in this first year?
Well, New York says about two-thirds of the people who got these individual policies were uninsured at the time that they enrolled. Now, other people say they asked the question in such a narrow way, they probably captured a lot of people who were briefly uninsured. McKinsey, the national consulting firm, has been tracking enrollees. They asked the question, how many of you have been uninsured for most of the last year? If you look at people that way, the sort of seriously uninsured, you find a lot fewer people. About 25%, one in four of those enrollees, were uninsured for most of the last year. That's putting a much smaller dent in the uninsured rate. That's a national poll, not a state one, but it might be a truer representation of what's going on here as well.
We know from your report that we just heard that the new insurance co-op called Health Republic has the largest market share in the New York Exchange. Aside from Health Republic, how did other insurance companies do?
More established companies like Empire Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Emblem Health got 14 and 9% of the market, a good couple notches below Health Republic. Bigger slices went to Fidelis, a Catholic nonprofit, and the city's own public hospital system, HHC, the Health and Hospitals Corporation. They created a new and relatively affordable insurance plan that garnered a pretty big chunk of the market as well.
And what kinds of plans did New Yorkers tend to sign up for in the exchange? Do they tend to go for the top platinum ones or the bottom bronze ones?
Right. So there's these four metal tiers, platinum and gold, the most deluxe ones. Those garnered about 25% of people, whereas silver, the middle one, was about 55% of people, the bulk of people, and bronze a little less than 20%. A bunch of those silver people in the middle, if they were poor enough, and many of them were, they get very generous subsidies, and they get platinum or gold for the price of silver. It buys down those out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles.
All right. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thank you.
You can see more about how New York's health exchange is faring in its first year at WNYC.org. And later today, we'll hear more from Fred about the small business part of New York's health exchange and how that's doing. This is WNYC.